Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. It is 3/17/23. Happy St. Patty's Day, show 475. Well, Nick, the markets are not trusting the banks here, probably for good reason.
Yeah, they really don't trust the bank stocks right now. If you take a look at the very popular, suddenly popular KRE, that's the regional bank ETF, you'll see that's down about $2.50, which is a 5.5% decline today. So the markets are very, very skittish still. And this comes after, obviously, a big provider of capital from the Federal Reserve. They opened a special discount window to all the banks. I think that was to the tune of about $150 billion. Then First Republic was given $30 billion injection yesterday to cover deposits, and that was from JP Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and PNC, and about a half dozen others. They all chipped in and helped out First Republic. So that company had to suspend its dividend. And the markets are just, being smart here. They're saying, hey, this is not a one-off. This is something that could be bigger. And that's what we're kind of seeing today. We're really not seeing a lot of strength out here when markets are negative across the board. But the bank stocks, which really are the story, they're the weak link today. There's no doubt about it. And it doesn't matter, even if it's the JP Morgans of the world, that's down nearly 4% as we speak.
Hey, so there's a lot of talk out there, Nick, and I want to get your opinion on it, that this is clearing the way for central bank digital currencies, that's going to eliminate this. And it's the only thing that's going to put in, or at least in the regulator's opinion, the only thing that's going to put a stop to this.
Well, I think that's coming regardless. And we've been talking about that. And what will take, it will take a few banking crises to really spin it into play. And, we've been talking about the central bank digital currency for a while now. And, if we've learned anything through history, it always takes a good event, a scare event, to bring in the next paradigm shift, and so to speak. And that's what's coming. So, yes, I believe that wholeheartedly.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to see it sooner rather than later, because that will become their magic solution rather than going back to sound money, of course. Hey, another call you made recently of oil dropping, looks like that's coming to pass.
Yeah, I gave everybody that warning right on this program, too, as well as my members. I told them if crude oil gets below the February 6th pivot low, and that pivot low was around $72.25, crude has got another major leg lower. Now, crude has already started to decline pretty sharply right now, as it did break that February 6th pivot low. And obviously, it's not going to go down in a straight line, but I think crude heads a lot lower from here. But that's ultimately, this is the catch, Kerry, that will lead to a monster buying opportunity. But we still got a big leg down to go from here, even though you're going to get some minor bounces in between. So if you're not a savvy investor or savvy trader, I would just sit crude out, let it fall, and then I'll let you know when I'm getting in it.
All right. Well, it almost looks like there's a certain inevitability to this, don't you think?
Oh, without a doubt. It's you can see the pattern was developing. I've been talking about it on this program for a while now. You know, go back to January. I said, you know, I don't really like what crude is doing. It hasn't broken yet, but, you know, it's getting closer. And sure enough, you can see now it is absolutely cracked. So, you know, the good thing about it is that you're going to go into a pretty good tailspin here with oil, but it will lead to a really, really monster buying opportunity down the road. We're just not there yet. And there's a lot more downside in the near term.
All right. Well, it's all fun and games here in the world of finance, right? We never get a break, do we?
It's never a dull moment. I will say that, and I think that's why I love it so much, because it's always, you know, it's always about cracking the code. And this oil code has been quite something, you know, really for the last couple of years. And you know, anytime something goes parabolic, there's always that good possibility it's going to have a major correction. But like I said, this one will lead to another bull run.
Hey, and of course, today is the quad witch for Options X.
Yes, today is quadruple witching. That means we have four different asset classes expiring under the sun. And this has been a very volatile week. You know, Kerry, I always call this week shark week, because you really need to expect the unexpected. And wow, you can't make this stuff up, that this banking crisis begins right at the start of Options X week. And today, you know, we conclude, and, you know, we're still getting a lot of volatility out here, a lot of choppiness, bank stocks under severe pressure. It really is quite something.
Yes, yes. Hey, and gold is catching a bid yet again. It's been really strong lately. It was up as almost $50 the ounce on the spot. Now it's only up about 30, but silver too is also up 1%.
Yeah, I have gold up over 2% as we speak, and I have silver right now up 2.4%. 2.9%. So we are looking at precious metals ripping to the upside, and that is telling us there's fear, because the chart pattern in precious metals was not really the greatest pattern. And this all started with Options X. And you know, during Options X, Kerry, notoriously gold will fall. And that is not the case this time around. It's getting, you know, bought up. And that tells you that there could be more. And I think there's a lot more to this whole banking crisis. I don't think this is over. If the markets are able to get a bounce short term, it won't last very long. So right now, precious metals are very strong, and I wouldn't fight them, because there's a lot of fear out here. And gold and silver, in my opinion, are the only forms of sound money that there are.
All right. Well, Bitcoin, speaking of sound money or monetary replacements, Bitcoin is surging again today.
Yeah, Bitcoin surging as well. And that's probably, you know, for the same reason. The market received a big liquidity injection, and people are saying, well, you know, Bitcoin has been getting hit, but maybe it is a better alternative than the banks. So that Bitcoin really took off on Monday. Note the timing of that. And it really has not looked back. And again, this is just an alternative to the banks. But the rally can continue a bit more. I did math on Bitcoin. I still think it can go a little bit higher, but it won't go that much more. And you have to be a little bit careful, because a larger time frame is still very, very bearish. But this is quite a bounce. And there's probably a little bit more to this bounce before it ends.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting. Well, you know, you were saying that gold could go back, could retrace as much as down to 1500. You still sticking with that?
I am still sticking with that. Yeah, nothing has changed. I mean, right now gold is acting very, very well on the back of this. But, you know, if the fear resides, you'll see gold come back down. But again, if you get a chance, and I believe we will at some point get a chance to own gold in that 1500 handle, I think that is going to be the second coming of gold, and everybody should jump on board. But, you know, for now, we're not even near that right now. Right now, gold is trading, you know, upward of 1960. So we're not even close to that. But this is a fear trade move. And a lot of times when the fear gets eliminated, you know, you'll see these runners like gold and silver, which have been, you know, stellar performers this week. They'll come back in, and they'll come back in pretty quickly.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting. All right. Well, Friday, crazy end of a really crazy couple of weeks here. We'll see if it continues on into next week. In the meantime, go over to Nick's site, InTheMoneyStocks.com. COE's beaten the indices for decades. Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. And of course, your emails are welcome, kl@kerrylutz.com. And write your comments down below. Nick, we'll see what happens rest of Friday, and we'll pick up on Monday.
Sounds good, Kerry.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.